My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Cleanse me like a healing blood. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. And as usual, the song that you heard before I came on here is from my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola. I encourage you to give her music a try. And if you would like more information as to how to get in touch with her, reach out to me and I will definitely direct you her way. During these last couple of months, I have been sharing with you guys from my book, Girl, Go Eat a Cookie and Then Handle Business. We've talked about the elements of grace and the three types of grace that there are, being that the grace we get from God, the grace we get from others, and the grace that we don't give ourselves. And last month, we talked about grit and how it is going to take work to get to where you are. However, don't get so caught up in the grit and the grind and doing the work that you don't give God a chance to do what it is He wants to do in and through your life. So today we're going to get into the concept that kind of annoys my followers the most. We're going to be talking about growth in ourselves and others around us. But I'm going to put a caveat out here already and say, your progress isn't just for you. So your ability to get up after a knockdown, whether it be in life, faith, family, ministry, education, business, or even your career, isn't about you doing so. And I say that because there is somebody standing around you who's watching, and they need to not only know, but to see that getting up is possible. And that's why your progress isn't about you. And if you've been following this whole series, you know that this subject matter is based off of the life of the Apostle Paul after being stoned to death for preaching Jesus. So the disciples standing around him thought that Jesus had taken his brain when he got up, dusted himself off, and went back into this very city that stoned him, but he had to. And it wasn't so much so that he could gain anything from it. It was for them. One thing that we have to understand about getting up after a knockdown is that we will not always be the ones who will give the testimony. The testimony in overcoming a particular situation may be better or best told by the person standing around them. That could be the real testimony. Because there is always someone watching for two reasons. They need to know what to do and how to move. And dare I say, they're also looking for that stray thread that will unravel everything that God has done for you. But even more so than them, there is someone who is ready to give up. But because they heard that you dealt with their situation and you overcame it, they joined the crowd of those standing around looking at you, hoping to glean some type of solution. And it spills over into all of the areas that I spoke about, and this is how. First, with life. Growing up, one thing that my mom always told me was that although I'm married, my children will look to me to know what to do next. And I didn't understand that until I had to make a very tough decision. And that decision was to quit my job as a substitute teacher because my husband got promoted to management on his job. So it was a shift because I was going to be home more now. My husband was working longer hours and we were back to being a one income household, which scared my kids. However, even in that, my kids watched me build my first business, which was my homeschool consulting firm, and they watched me do it with $700. So you have to understand that not only are your children looking at you, but so many others are looking at how you maneuver through life. This is the reason why we Google so much stuff. If we have a life problem, if we are not feeling well, if we don't know what to cook for dinner, we go to Google and we pray to Almighty God that someone, somewhere, sometime, somehow, in some way has posted something that will help us solve our problem. And those children, whether they be ours or children that we have a sphere of influence with, we become superheroes and miracle workers to them. When they see us literally make something out of nothing or something out of very much. So I want you to think about that routine you built, that meal plan you created, that ancient family life hack that you resurrected, or that idea that you finally got. Although those things will allow you to flourish in your life, they are not all about you. It's not just for you alone. And that's why in the Bible, the Apostle Paul fusses at mature Christians for still needing to be taught when they need to teach others. They had seen his example, his walk. They had learned from him. And he was trying to let them know that there were people out there suffering because they were growing and they kept it. So not only do we fight with, as I just mentioned, life, family, faith, and ministry, this spills over into our education. And you may say, Tammy, how in the world? Well, you know what? many of us, especially in the wake of this pandemic, are fighting to finish our education. And it's for reasons beyond our control that we had to let go of our educational pursuit. But now that we're back in it, we realize that we are fighting so hard because we know of somebody else who has said that they would never be able to finish their degree because of everything that's going on in their lives. And we want to show them that it is possible to finish. So when you start to understand that your growth is not about you, that is when you will be able to enrich and encourage someone else in their life pursuits. Because we have to understand that there are people out there holding opportunities that are meant for us. And they are waiting for us to get to this growth point because they know that we are the best person to take advantage of that opportunity. So when you're fighting to finish your education, yes, it's tough. Yes, math has changed. Yes, you are in classes with people the ages of your own children, but understand that even in that, you are a light shining in the darkness for someone who feels that they would never be able to finish. Now, when it comes to your business and your career, growth is important. I was just speaking with a friend of mine the other day where she talked about how professionally when she stopped doing the things that led to her professional growth, she saw a downward spiral in her business and her career because she stopped reading. She stopped investing in her professional development, and it caused her business and her career to suffer. And that comes from a place of comfort. We will be presented with amazing opportunities. However, because we are so comfortable with where we are, we won't allow ourselves to see how beneficial those opportunities are. And now we have become roses in concrete. And our roots have nowhere to go because we have covered ourselves in the concrete of comfort, and it has become so thick that there is no hope of us pushing through it. But then it happens. Someone you know steps up to take the opportunity that you wouldn't. And when they start to grow and thrive and enrich and encourage others, you will downplay the opportunity that they took advantage of, and you will swear before all that is holy and sacred, along with cheese and crackers, that they had to have done something else. It couldn't be the fact that they got up early, that they sat through 8 hours of training, that they paid 3 or 4 figures, that they didn't worry about what they weren't good at and went into the opportunity with a teachable spirit. and they didn't see their comfort zone as being better than what they were being offered. They had a complete mindset shift when that opportunity was presented to them. And now, because you allowed your comfort zone to overshadow your growth, you can't stand to see that person coming. Because they are showing you what you could have had if you allowed yourself to grow. So I want you to look at it from the vantage point of someone who's working two jobs and going to school in between or after. You may think that that person is crazy, but then they say something like this: I want something better for me and my family. I don't want them to only see the mistakes that I made in life. When you reach a point where other people growing becomes your focus, you truly understand that your growth is not about you. Now, I'm not saying for you to be fake or phony or holier than thou or super pseudo spiritual, because I know that growing takes time, but we often use time as an excuse, and we cannot do that. Think about the Apostle Paul. He did what God told him to do. He was stoned for it. They left him for dead, but he let the disciples know he was still alive. They helped him up. They dusted him off. They asked him if he was okay. Then they said, "What do you want to do next?" But he turned and walked back into that city, even though he was in pain. And he did it because he was expected to give up and not to grow. And people have the same expectation of you. I don't care how close these people are to you or how saved they may be. They want you to give up. Now, they're not going to tell you to give up, but you'll notice that they always have a plan B. But those plan Bs are empty time fillers that are taking you away from your goal, and they don't see that. But when you listen to them and you do what they say and things start to go awry, they are going to blame you. And that is why you have to make sure that you have the right people in your circle. It is said that you are the sum of the five people you hang around with most. And I challenge the women that I work with when they go through my Every Woman is a Businesswoman boot camp. I challenge them to ask the five people closest to them why they are there. And if they respond with something that you physically do for them, they are not inner circle material. It's not about keeping loyalties, but to ensure that you have people around you who inspire, encourage, uplift, equip, push, press, stretch, and challenge you to grow. And if they aren't doing that, then you need to relegate them to the nosebleeds of your stadium and let them just watch. So growth in yourself and others. What business do you need to handle with growth? I challenge you to do business with it today. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. This has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast, and I dare not end my show without thanking Kayla Padgett, our faithful founder and CEO. We continue to pray for you and your family and the ministry and your team. And always to Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. Thank you so much for your constant support of me, listening to me, moving me, driving me, motivating me. I do not take it lightly. Guys, this is Tammy signing off. As always, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging and do business with growth. See you soon.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.